FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news just in. The Supreme Court of Appeal has dismissed Dr. Nandipha Magudumana's bid to have her arrest in Tanzania declared unlawful. She's one of the accused facing charges of aiding and abetting convicted rapist and murderer Thabo Bester, who escaped from Mangaung prison in 2022. Authorities brought the pair back to South Africa 3 years ago after they fled. This morning, a majority of the SCA bench upheld the Free State High Court ruling from June 2023, which found that Magudumana's arrest and return was lawful. Justice Dadi Magoga delivered the ruling.
The appeal is dismissed with costs, including the cost of two counsel were so employed. The order of the minority judgment is that the appeal is upheld with costs, including costs of two counsel. I hand down the judgment.
In a statement, the NPA has welcomed the decision. Spokesperson Mthunzi Mhaka.
We will now focus in ensuring that the trial set down for 21 July does proceed without any undue delay.
The presidency says it expects the meeting between Cyril Ramaphosa and Donald Trump to be observed with the right decorum. The leaders will meet next week to reset the strategic relationship between the two countries. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya was speaking to the SABC.
President Ramaphosa is very adept to handling potentially awkward situations. We're not leaving anything to chance. We are preparing ourselves as thoroughly as possible. Where President Ramaphosa will need to be firm, he will do so, ever so diplomatic. Where we align and agree, we will build on that.
Meanwhile, the EFF says the timing of Ramaphosa's visit is a clear attempt by Trump to undermine South Africa. The party's Thembi Msane believes he's poised to be embarrassed by the US president, who they've called a bully.
It is also concerning that Ramaphosa has chosen to embark on this visit on the week that South Africa will receive a third version of the national budget. There are no pressing concerns that need to be addressed with the Trump administration at this stage. And that Ramaphosa would leave on the week South Africa receives a budget shows a misalignment of priorities and confirms a perception that he has been summoned.
And abroad, Mexico is seeking compensation from YouTube celebrity MrBeast's production company. It's accusing it of using images of the country's ancient archaeological sites to advertise a chocolate brand. A video of the social media star visiting Mayan ruins has been viewed around 60 million times on YouTube since last week. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has requested clarification on the conditions under which the YouTuber was granted access. Your top story this hour: the Supreme Court of Appeal has dismissed Dr. Nandipha Magudumana's bid to have her arrest in Tanzania declared unlawful. You can find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.